Let's do the passion now. Hallelujah. Are you weary? Carrying a heavy burden? See, God, we're talking about being what? God inside minded. God not concerned about anything. Why should we? We're his children. We're his responsibility. He promised to take care of me. And you see in a minute. We have some other scripture we'll get to. Now, I know we're not going to get to all of them, but are you listening to what we're saying? He said, carry what? A heavy burden. Then come to me. I will do what? Refresh your life. For I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways, and you will discover that I am how? Gentle, humble, easy to please. I'm not a hard taskmaster. I'm easy to please. You will find what? Refreshment and rest in me. Hallelujah. What will you find? Refreshment and rest in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to what Matthew says. Matthew 23:4. This is from the Passion Translation. See, this is what religion will do for you. Matthew 23:4. Can y'all put that up? Hallelujah. Matthew 23:4 said, they tie on your back an oppressive burden. A religious obligation. And they insist that you carry it, but will never lift a finger to help ease your load. That's what religion will do. That's what it will do for you. And see, but Jesus said, come to me and learn. You won't have to carry that stuff. All the do's and don'ts. You can't do this, you don't do that. If you do that, you're in trouble. If you sneeze, God gonna throw you out. That's what religion do. You won't have a freedom to walk with God. You're scared you're gonna mess up. And God not gonna have you anymore. That's what religion do to you. But when you find out the truth, he accepted you as your child, as his child, and when he accepted you, he knew you were gonna mess up. And he's right there to help you. But when you love God, you're not out trying to mess up, no way. You want to learn how to please him. Hello? Hello, somebody. So but religion have you so bound up and bowed down with stuff until you think you can't sneeze, you done lost your salvation. If you miss one time in prayer, God ain't gonna talk to you no more. God know you got all that stuff you gotta deal with. That's why he said, come and learn. I will teach you how to live life where you'll be free. You will enjoy your time with me rather than being a burden. I got to go pray. No, you'll be so glad because I get a chance to spend some time with the Father. Isn't that better? And he get a chance to talk. He get an opportunity to speak in my spirit his great blessing. How he loves you and me. How he cares for you. How he'll never leave you. Glory to God. How I made provision for you. Hallelujah. And you may feel a little down because of your upbringing in life. You didn't get a chance to do the thing that other people did. Some people may have did further studies and learn in life, and they have further study, and they have degrees and stuff like that. And then you feel a little down. He wants you to come. I'm pleased with you just if you had a PhD. That's not what moved me. Your love for me, you want to spend time with me. And nothing wrong with having one. But that's not what turned God on. Hallelujah.
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 He'll help you get one if you want one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So watch this. Watch this. And we still, he said, and that's what religion will do. You're always trying to measure up, with somebody else, trying to please all. That's what religion have you doing. Always trying to measure up and please somebody else. You didn't do that right. You must not have good sense. There you are carrying that burden. When you come to Jesus, you'll learn he loves you just like you are. And he'll teach you how to become wise like he is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. I said, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So he said in Exodus 33:14. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 33:14. This is what he said. And he said, my presence shall do what? Go with you, with thee, and I will give thee rest. In other words, he said, come, and wherever you go, the Lord said, I'll be with you. And if I'm with you, and I'll give you rest. You won't have to try to figure out all this hard stuff. You just listen to me, and I'll show you how to do it, and you can be rested. But worrying about you, what good would it be instead of going to bed and go to sleep and rest all night, lay awake all night, worry about how you're going to pay your light bill, how you're going to make this, how you're going to do this. But when it's present with you, you know everything is good. So you go to bed and go to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're still talking about, still have the thought, God inside minded. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7, Passion Translation. 1 Peter 5:7, and moving right along. By this time, you're going to see God wants you to have rest and peace. God don't want you worrying and concerned about anything. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. He said, pour out all your what? Worries and stress upon him. Do what? Pour out all. How many? All your worries and stress upon him and leave them there. Pour it out on him and leave them. Leave them there. For he always what? Tenderly cares for you. Tenderly, not harshly, but tenderly cares for you. Be well, banners, and always alert. This is why he said, come to me so you can learn. And be well, banners, and alert, because you have an enemy who wants to rob you of this beautiful life. This life of peace, this life of faith, this life that's filled with joy, where God has provided everything for you. His spirit is in you to lead you and teach you and guide you into all the ways of this life. Where your mind is on him rather than trying to figure out and worrying about this and concerned about that, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. When you have something, he said, talk it over with me. Talk it over with me. What did Proverbs 3:5 say? Trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, how many ways? We need to train ourselves that before we do anything, in all our ways, we acknowledge him so he will direct us in what to do.